T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Of a coach, so he'll find ways to get it done in different situations. It's a lot of confidence in that department. I think that might help us out.
That is LeSean McCoy. Spoke yesterday. Bills minicamp rolls along. Jeremy White with you. Howard's off today. Brayton Wilson producing. Quick headlines. The U.S. is going to host the World Cup along with Canada and Mexico in 2026. The United bid has potential cities to host games in Toronto, MetLife Stadium, Philly, Baltimore, D.C., and Cincinnati. Those are the closest ones. Also spreading as far and wide as Edmonton, Mexico City, L.A., San Fran, Montreal. But 2026, the U.S. to host the World Cup and host most of the games. 803-0550 to join us. Bills minicamp rolls along, and working with the ones for the first time yesterday was Josh Allen. One of the ones is on the line with us, Deion Dawkins, Bills left tackle, on the AT&T hotline. Deion, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. How's year two for you? Is this easy? Is it no big thing? I mean, last year you're a rookie. You appear in all 16 games. Now you're slated in as one of the ones, one of the starters, and it's year two. So, just old hat, or is it new because, you know, you got some changes on offense?
It's never easy. It's definitely harder because we have a whole new offense, so it's not like we're coming in here with the same playbook. So it's a totally different life, and taking it just day by day.
More complicated, this offense? How would you describe the difference between this year and last year?
I guess I don't even know what to say. It's just different. It's just a whole different person behind the steering wheel. So I just see it as a brand new driver.
You got a new driver at coordinator. You also have a new. You're going to have a new driver at quarterback. How's it been working with all three? And what can you tell us about Josh Allen? How he's looked so far? You know, Sean McDermott said he earned his spot to get some reps with the ones. What have you seen out of Josh Allen?
I think that the kid is special. I mean, he's a hard worker. He's very smart. He's definitely very intelligent, with his conversations. And he's just different. I mean, he's a giant kid. He's fast. He has a strong arm, and he's very athletic. So I like the kid.
We've heard the term special a little bit. LeSean McCoy said it yesterday. You're using it right now. Is it when you're a professional player, when you're a guy that's in the NFL, you know, rookies come in, you're going to see some that are wide-eyed. I mean, you were a rookie just last year. How quickly do you feel like you can tell if a guy is up to the job or up to whatever job that might be?
Immediately, just by the way and that they move and by the way that they speak and handle and herself around everyone else. And he's a professional already, I would say, and he's just growing day in and day out. He's studying and he wants to get better. So he's definitely just stacking days and making great plays.
You guys have had a couple weeks of OTAs. This is the final week of this portion of the offseason program where you guys are now in minicamp. You know, you're talking about how different the offense has been. We're talking about how Josh Allen has grown a bit. How much has the entire offense in your eyes come along in these last couple weeks? Like, are there goals you set ahead of time? Have you met them? You've only got today and tomorrow, and then there's this big long break.
Yeah. So I would say that we're becoming a closer knit family because of the off season program and us working out together and us being around each other. We're all becoming one, and we know everybody's personal life, like not just their football life. So with that saying, we're all going to play for each other just that much harder on the field because we know who everyone is personally.
Yeah. What's one of the things Sean McDermott seems like he wanted to instill last year was accountability to each other. We talked about this. We were talking about you a couple days ago and talking about what players might face a little bit of pressure. And your name came up just because, you know, Cordy Glenn was a good left tackle for this team for quite a while. And it had to feel good for you. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that the Bills, when they made that trade to send Cordy Glenn away, the first thing that Bills fans might have looked to was, this means they believe in Deion Dawkins.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say pressure. I would just say confidence. When I heard that Cordy Glenn got traded, of course I wasn't happy because that was my teammate, and he's the one who actually helped me be the player that I was. But I learned how this business goes early, and you can never get comfortable, and you can never get complacent because everything shifts and moves around in this league so fast that you never know who's on that hot seat. So I just took it how I seen it, and I had to just be ready to play. So I just did what I had to do to stay on the field and do my 111.
Did you and Cordy have a conversation after the news? Did you?
Of course.
Did he give any advice out the door, or was any sort of, you know, a thank you? I mean, right, of course, you're losing a teammate, and you're stepping into that role, which, of course, brings responsibility.
I mean, he just said, keep doing and what you're doing. And Cordy Glenn is still in connection with me, and we speak often, and he's still just being the mentor and a great guy that he is.
Deion Dawkins on the AT&T hotline here as Bill's minicamp continues today and then again tomorrow. How about LeSean McCoy? When he walks into training camp, when he walks into OTA's minicamp, I maybe might think that the line wants to do well for him. I mean, this is a guy who has goals to get to 12,000 yards. He wants to get to the Hall of Fame. And sure, I mean, winning as a team, that's a primary goal. But how much of a motivating factor is it to have McCoy back there and wanting to help him have success?
We take that very personal here, and we are going to do everything and everything to get our teammates to where they want to go, whether it's a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end, a center, a guard, a tackle, anybody, a kicker. We want everybody to achieve all of their goals, and because we know clearly what Shady wants, we are going to do everything in our power to help him get to that goal. Hopefully it's 12K and some change.
Deion,
even 13K, you never
13,
know.
13, yeah, why stop now? How many years can you think he can do it? Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen him slow down yet.
Oh, 2-5? 2-5 will go as long as he wants to. He's also a different cat, and I think that he could play for, who knows, 16, 17, 5 more years? who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Deion Dawkins on the AT&T Island. How about the new offensive coordinator? You know, you're talking about different guys behind the wheel, whether the quarterback's driving it or the coordinator. Brian Daboll brought in to run this offense. When you first impressions or impressions of how the style of coaching that you're getting from him?
He has the swagger, and he wants to win. He just wants to go out there and just achieve. He has no fear, and he's going to let it be shown game one.
All right. Deion, I got to tell everybody, your Twitter handle is ddawkins66. I saw your latest post where I saw two things. First, I saw you pick the Cavs to win, which that didn't go so well. But that's not your fault. I mean, you know, is that heart overhead maybe?
I'm a LeBron fan.
Yeah. Where's he going to go?
Who knows? I have no idea. Hopefully he comes to Philly. Or maybe him and Kyrie can team up and take over the Garden. You never know.
All right. You a Sixers fan?
No, but I'm a Philly supporter.
Gotcha. All right. All right. Well, we'll keep tabs on that. And best of luck at training camp. What are you going to do in the 5-6 weeks in between mini camp and training camp?
I'm going to be training. Probably be training with Richie or one of my teammates.
All right. You're still in touch with Richie Incognito?
Of course, my brother.
All right, very good. How's he enjoying retirement or a potential comeback?
You would have to ask him.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks, Deion. Thanks very much.
For sure. You have a wonderful morning.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.